I sure am glad he's with us. You mind the Lord, brother. Amen.
Is it open right?
Right? It's off. Yeah, he'll turn it on.
First of all, I thank God for giving this opportunity. We need to thank God for his son, you know.
Hey, sir. Hey.
Without that, you know, we are lost people.
That's right.
So, thank you, Pastor.
Hey.
So, my name is Sandeep Samuel Amarlapudi. I'm not telling my full name because of people thinking I'm speaking in tongues. So, I'm quit telling my name, okay? So, I speak fast English, you speak slow English. I can't able to understand what you're speaking. You know, you can't able to understand what I'm speaking. Lord will help us, okay?
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, so, I called to be a missionary in India. So, just I want to tell a little bit about my mission work, and then I preach from the Bible. India is having 1.5 billion population. Recently, we crossed China. In 1.5 billion population, 2.3% Christianity. See how much unreached population. In 2.3%, I can say born again is 0.003. In India, born again concept is missing because of we have a lot of Anglican influence. Because of you all know, India was ruled by before Europe. A lot of missionaries came from Dutch, Portuguese. So we have a lot of Anglican influence. That's why they all teach different things, you know. We all know what we have seen in the States also. So that's why born again concept is missing. So what I have seen in India, people claim to be a Christians, come to church, okay, they took baptism, okay, they took Lord's Supper, they give tithes. When they die, they are going to hell. That's what's happening in India. So, I don't know why this born-again concept is missing. See, listen. A person can, I mean, a Hindu can born as a Hindu. A Muslim can born as a Muslim. A Christian cannot born as a Christian until he is born again.
That's right. Hey.
That's right.
That's the thing, you know. So, many people claim to be a Christian, but not living the life God called us to do. So this is what happening in this, all over the, this is all the devil, you know, because of devil want to blind our eyes and turn away from the truth. So this is what happening in India. So my vision and burden for India is plant churches. We already started Savior Baptist Church and Chintapatla Baptist Church, and we are about to start a Bible Institute. Because of, in my place, there are 10,000 villages. So if I go to every day, each village, it will not enough my lifespan. So God gave me a burden because of, you know, people are in confusion. We have a lot of charismatic things. We have a lot of prosperity gospel. People are in confusion whether they are saved or not. But people come to church. That's the thing. I have seen that, you know, like God gave me a burden because of, you know, the Christ died for the church. The church will not belong to anyone.
That's right.
It belongs to Christ, you know. Hey. It's not belong to your pastor or my, you know, it's all right. It's all belongs to God. He died for the church, you know.
That's right.
So God gave me a burden, so I was working in that. So at the same time, we have a lot of persecution. So I want to share something, I want to preach something from how blessed you are, okay. So people taking granted in the States.
You're right.
So just I want to share something. In India is top three in persecution list. Top three. So we don't have access to take the Bible and preach the gospel. So we don't have permission to start new churches. We have permission only to run the established churches. There is no permission for new churches. And you know, we have 29 states in India, almost 14 states implemented anti-conversion laws. If we preach the gospel without trial, without making an inquiry, or you know, like making an a trial or making an what is under what they say, what you all say here. Okay, so without inquiry, you know, without asking what's happening, oh, they're keeping in they're keeping in jail for 14 years. So that's what's happening in India. So you can search in the Open Doors, you know, lots of things tells about what's going on in India. So, you know, simply as a missionary, we are raising support, but the thing is, we can't able to take our support to India also because of they closed everything. So that's what I'm telling churches, you know, like, please pray. I don't know how many of you are. So I'm requesting you all, just please pray 1 minute for me, you know. If 1,000 people praying for me, God knows what he can do with me.
Right.
You know, just I'm requesting you all. That's my request, you know. Thank you so much. So almost it's 7 o'clock, but I will preach, you know. Is that okay, right? It's
almost. Oh, we don't care about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So I was like, see, I'm from India, okay. Just I want to preach something, okay. You might little upset, but that's okay. God gave me burden to preach, okay. So, America as being a Christian nation, you don't understand what you are going through. You know, you don't understand what you are going through. Because of, how many of you know, one of the, in America, one of the fastest religion is Islam and Hinduism.
That's right. Yes, sir.
How many of you know that?
Yep.
Even in the world also. In the world, what is the fastest religion? It's not Christianity, it's Islam.
That's right.
So if you go to the Europe has complete turn as a Islam nation. Why God allowed that? So you all know, Europe is a capital of hub for missionaries. You know that, right? You all came from Europe, I mean, most of
sure.
the... So that country has become a Islamic nation.
Yeah.
You know that why? Before that, Europe is the only the country working for Great Commission. That's why devil worked so much hard to destroy the nation.
Sure.
Right now, America is only the country working for Great Commission. No other country working for Great Commission. So that's why devil is trying to do as much as he can to destroy this nation.
Right.
So just I want to share, like, turn to your Bibles from 2 Chronicles 7:14. You all able to understand my English, right?
Mostly.
Okay. If you don't, just raise hand. Okay, I'll try to speak slow. See, we don't drink sweet in India. You know, we don't drink sweet. That's what the problem. You know.
Praise God.
Yeah. So, 2 Chronicles. Yeah. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, right. Sit down, yeah. So, here we see four things. Humble, prayer, seeking God's face, and turn from wicked ways, repentance. So, As a nation of America, these are the four things we need to do now.
Sure.
Okay. So, see, before I came to States, I thought America is a Christian nation, but when I come here, I was like, you know, one of the biggest problem for me, you know, as an Indian, it's very hard to find out who is men or women in the States.
You're right.
That's one of, see, I went to Walmart on the other day. I was like, I was buying something, earphones, I think. I don't know what to call him. He's a man or woman, you know? I didn't say anything. You know? So, yeah, so like, and a lot of things, you know, not only that thing, and you know, like a lot of things, the marriage system is completely destroyed in the States. See, I'm telling seriously, in India, they don't know who is God.
Right.
They don't know who is God, but they have morals and ethics. But people in the States claim to be a Christian nation, but don't have morals and ethics.
You're right.
I'm sorry to say this, you know, people will upset, but, you know, I'm telling what is from the Bible, you know. In India, there is, you know, we have divorce rate is like, how much? Just 20%. But in the States, you know, you all know that, right? Why is this happening? The problem is in our heart.
You're right.
We all do all things by our own heart and own understanding and own things, and finally we blame God.
You're right.
That's it.
What's the problem. So, and one of the other things I'm telling, you know, the children, the parents giving much freedom to the children.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the parents giving much freedom to the children.
Right.
So just think, okay, this is a question for everyone who is sitting in the church. What is the future for our children in the States?
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
You know, what is the future for the children? What is the future? Because of, I'm very happy to see this church is full because of, it's in the country, you know. If you go in the towns, I went all the churches all over the, all our states, but there is no people. There is no youth. There is no children. What about the future? All the old people will die in 10 to 15 years and they go to heaven. What about the future? Just make a think, you know. See, I don't have anything to do because of I'm from India, because God gave me this burden to tell these things.
Right.
Amen.
You know? So just think, what is the future for our children? Because of when we go outside, we don't know who come and open the fire.
Amen.
You know? So this is the time to turn back to God.
Right. Yes.
If you don't turn back to God,
preach,
you will see what I am going through in India.
Amen.
What I'm going through in India. You have a lot of freedom, liberty. So, you know why you got this? Because of your forefather faithfulness. Because of your forefather faithfulness. You know, but the future, the children in the present generation, they're living like a wicked thing, wicked ways, you know. That's going to be a terrific nation. So just please pray and keep these things, what I'm telling, you know. Don't be upset because of, you know, see, this is what in the Bible, you know, I'm not telling from, see, I'm not telling anything from my own, you know, because of I'm telling what I have seen things. So don't be upset, okay? So turn into the Bibles of, turn into Bible from Proverbs chapter 22, 4. So, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. As a Christian, we need to have humility.
Mm-hmm.
See, an unbeliever cannot read the Bible, but he will read us.
That's right.
Unbeliever cannot read the Bible, but he will read us.
Yes.
So you know what Christians are like? Christ-like character. Christians are Christ-like character. So if you don't have that humility and humble in our lives, we cannot be witness to anyone.
That's right.
So our lives are testimony, you know.
Yep.
You know, God cannot come, I mean, already God came to this earth, you know. God gave us command, you know, go preach and teach the gospel to all nations. So as a Christian, we need to be humble in our lives, as we are testimony to other people.
Yeah.
And still many people don't have heart for witness. I'm telling, if you are a born again Christian, you have heart for witness.
Right.
If you don't have heart for witness, make check your salvation.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Make check your salvation.
Yeah.
So, number two, prayer.
Praise God.
Recently, I was reading in a book, prayer moves the hand that moves the world.
That's right.
Prayer moves the hand that moves the world. So, you can see the 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. I was looking in the dictionary, what is the meaning of ceasing? It's continuously.
Right. Yeah.
It's continuously. How many of you are praying continuously?
Amen.
See, we all give tithes 10% to God. Okay, that's, you know, we need to give that. But as a Christian, it's not in the Bible, but as a Christian, daily we have to spend 2 hours, 40 minutes spending time with God. You know, that's what I said little, because God says continuously. I said very little. But we don't want to pray.
Right.
But if Trump comes in the TV, they'll watch for 2 hours, 3 hours.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Right.
I saw that, you know. I saw that while I was staying with my friends. I was like, you know. See, this is what. So then you come to church and pray to God. And you all want revival. How you get revival without doing these things?
Come on. Preach.
Amen.
I want to share like, prayer is a very important thing, okay. Without prayer is like oxygen for Christian. If you don't have prayerful life, your life is dead.
Right.
How much you come to church, how much you give tithes, nothing. God doesn't care.
Right.
So recently I was reading a It's a testimony. It's a testimony, real testimony. So Dr. Abraham, he's a cancer specialist, okay? This is real testimony. Why I was telling this, because you will understand the importance of prayer.
Sure.
So Dr. Abraham was a cancer specialist. He is going to he invented a medicine for cancer thing. So someone want to make him an honorable award, okay? They're giving him some award, okay? So he was going in a plane from Chicago to somewhere in the south. So he was coming in the plane. So all of the sudden, the plane stopped in the middle. Because of the snow and thunderstorm. So he went to the airport and he told him, I want to go to the place because of I am receiving an award, so I have to go. So the airport people arranged a car for him to go to his place. So he went forward for a couple of hours. He traveled, but the storm is getting bigger. So he don't have anything to do to move forward or to go backward. So if you go forward, there is no route because of everything has covered with storm and snow. So he saw he came out from car and he tried to look at the homes, any homes is there, just because of he needs to get survive from the storm, you know, because of he will die, because of he don't have anything, you know. He unexpectedly struck in the storm. So he went to the home and he knocked the door. The lady came and he told everything to the lady, what happened. So the lady said, okay, come and sit. I will arrange a tea and snacks. So he was sitting and the lady said, I will come back in just 10 minutes. So he was sitting, the lady is not coming. He was going, what happened to the, you know, like he was like thinking what happened, and he went and see the door. She was praying for his son who is a cancer patient. So the doctor was atheist. Okay, what he said, praise the Lord.
Hey.
So she's praying for to go and see this doctor in Chicago, but she don't have money. This is a real story. You can search in the Google, okay? This is real testimony. So, see how God thinks, you know? Shouldn't expect God created the storms and he struck in front of his home, you know?
Right.
So like, see the things of, we never expect God do things.
You're right.
Just we want to do our own things, right. And finally we blame God.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what happening, you know? So, second prayer is very important for revival, okay? Right. Number 3, seeking God's face and seek his heart.
Right. Right.
Okay. We are believers, okay? We fall. I mean, we are like backsliders. But see, understand, okay, if you really try to understand God's heart, you will never fail.
Right.
You know why people failing in their lives? Because of they don't try to understand the God's heart. If we understand the God's heart, we can see the purity in our lives.
Right.
You know? So in Jeremiah chapter, turn to Jeremiah chapter 29:13. Jeremiah chapter 29:13. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Right.
So this is the third important thing. Try to understand God's heart and seek his face. If you do that, definitely you will go into a victorious Christian life. If you don't do that, see, because the Bible clearly says in Ephesians 6:12, we are fighting against the evil powers of the world.
Right.
If you can't able to understand who has created us, who died for us, then how you can lead your life?
Yeah.
You know?
That's right, brother.
That's a simple thing, you know?
Yep.
So, the last one is repentance.
Hey.
What is repentance? Doing sin again and again is repentance?
No, brother. Preach.
Repentance is change of mind,
yes,
that leads,
yes,
to change in actions.
Right.
That is repentance.
Right.
Doing sin again and again and again and again, that's not repentance.
Amen.
You know? We need to change our actions.
Yep. Yep.
So 2 Timothy 2:25, turn to Bibles in 2 Timothy 2:25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. See, repentance is gift from God.
Right, that's right.
Repentance is gift from God. It's not in our hands, okay?
Yeah.
How much, see, people think we need to be holy, we need to be, that's not possible for you. That's not possible for you. See, salvation, repentance, everything comes from God. Just we need to obey and trust. And see, I want to tell the three major religions in the world, Hinduism, they say you need to do something for God, you need to do something for God. And you know, you need to do something for God. Then only God will find me. They think like that, okay? We need to do something for their gods, small gods. So, in Islam, you need to kill some people, then you go to heaven.
Right.
Hinduism also, they believe, if you do that, they believe in incarnation. The next term, you will become like a rich man or good. See, in Christianity, everything is done. All the religions say, do. Christianity is done. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
You have to believe in him.
Right.
That's it, okay. So, these are the four things for as a Christian we need to know to seek the revival. Because of, if you don't, I mean, I'm telling, if America has not turned back to God, this is going to be a terrible nation.
Yes.
This is going to be a terrible nation. See, I'm telling, because of, you know, you don't know. If you go and look all around the universities.
Yes.
Okay. All who do you know who are studying in the universities? Not American people. All the people coming from India, Philippines, and Chinese.
Yes.
What American people doing? Working in KFCs and McDonald's. So what about the future? Just think, okay, God blessed this nation. Then why we turn back to God? So this is time to pray, okay? It's a wake-up call, you know, it's not like telling something and you know you're listening from this here and this here. This is a very serious thing for your future generations. Okay, so thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for giving this opportunity. If you have any doubts about India, you can ask me, okay? Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.